Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Maryam Rosh Yichli Nishmas, Maris Esther, Vasav Shmur, Chanab Sagan, Salta Chanab Zemeir Zev. 117, Parash Shmos, Vatarena Mialdos, Salakim, Beloasu, Kashi, Dibel, and Melch Mitzrayim, Vatachayena, Sayeladim. Seeing the Pasuk that Parah tells the Mialdos, Shifrin Pua, to look on the birthstool, see if it's a boy. If it's a boy, kill the boy. And the Mialdos didn't listen. They feared Hashem. And they told Paro, it's not our fault. The women are giving birth first before we get there. So the question is that for the Mialdos, it's Pikoch Nefesh, because Paro could kill them. So it's true that B'siyata Dishmaya, Paro accepted their excuse, their response. But they were still endangering themselves. So it's Safik Pikoch Nefesh. So why couldn't they save themselves by killing the babies? So, l'chor, it's not difficult at all. Because we see in the Sugya in Yuma, 82a, Psachim, 25a, that Pikoch Nefesh is Docha, all the Yisurim, except for the Gimel Averis, Shvichus Damim, Gilei Arayis, and Avodah Zarah. By those three, we say Yaharig Val Yavor. And the reason of Shvichus Damim, that Yaharig Val Yavor, one should kill rather than transgress, is because of the Svar of my Chazis, the Dama de Dachsu Mektvei, who says your blood is redder. Maybe the other person's blood is redder. So you have no right to kill somebody in order to save your own life. So Mimela, you can't say that the Mialdos were allowed to kill the babies to save their own lives, assuming the babies had been born. You can't say that they were allowed to kill the babies in order to save their own lives, because it's Yaharig Val Yavor. You have to die before doing that. So even though it's Safik Bikoch Nefesh, they had to risk it. So Yesh Ladon, let's say an avalanche of rocks falls on a person. And we know that if this person comes out, he's going to be over on one of the three big Averis, he's going to be over on Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shlichus Damim. You have to save him. That Safik was presented by Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Rav Avraham Ginachovsky Zatzal. And we'll see where he goes with it. Do you have to save somebody you know in the future is going to be over on one of the big three Averis? That study a Safik are, that on one hand Yesh Ladun, the Ein Lahatzil, that you shouldn't save him. Because just like we say Ein Lahatzil Nefesh, Ay the Asiyas Hani Averois, you're not allowed to save somebody by doing these big three Averis. So you see that these Averis are more important than life. So here also you shouldn't save somebody who's under an avalanche of rocks if you know that in the future he's going to be over on one of the big three. Because the Averis, it's better that he be dead than be over these Averis, so let him just die and not be over these Averis. On the other hand, L'chora, we could say that you can't compare it to Yaharig Val Yavor. It's Bishlema by Yaharig Val Yavor. We say that you're not allowed to save yourself by doing this Avera. You're not allowed to save yourself. Somebody says either sleep with this married woman or we'll kill you. You're not allowed to save yourself by sleeping with the woman. Someone says either do this Avodah Zarah or we'll kill you. You're not allowed to save yourself by doing the Avodah Zarah. Someone says either save you, kill this person, or we'll kill you. You're not allowed to save yourself by killing the person. It's talking about saving yourself. But here, this saving, you're not saving yourself through the Avera. You're not allowed to save yourself doing an Avera. We just know that this person's going to do the Avera. So just like if somebody's, let's say somebody's on his way on a Sunday morning, say, hey, how are you doing? Today is giving this shiur. It's a Sunday. In America right now, it's the morning. Even though, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, it's the afternoon. But let's say it's Sunday morning and you see your friend. You say, where are you going, Moshe? And he says, I'm going to church. So you're going to church. It's not a place for a nice Jewish boy. So is it mutter to kill him? Halachically, the answer is no. He hasn't done the Avera. After he gets Hasra, he does the Avera, then you kill him. But if he hasn't yet done the Avera, then you're not allowed to kill him. Let's say you ask someone, hey, where are you going? Well, I'm having an affair with Mrs. So-and-so. Oh, that's so not nice. You allowed to kill him now? Because he hasn't yet done the Avera. So here too, he hasn't yet done the Avera. And therefore, when the avalanche of rocks falls upon him, you have to save him. In the future he's going to do the aver. Okay, in the future he's going to do the aver. But right now he hasn't yet done it. When he does it, we'll deal with it then. But since in the meantime, he hasn't yet done the avera, it is forbidden to let him just die. You have to save his life, just like somebody's on his way to do avodah zarah gilui ra'is. You don't, you're not allowed to kill him here also. You have to save the person. And the din of yehareg v'yavor is you're not allowed to save yourself by doing one of the cardinal sins. But here we're talking about a different case. Here we're talking about he's going in the future to do a cardinal sin. But right now he hasn't done it yet. So you're not saving your life by doing a cardinal sin. You're not saving his life by doing a cardinal sin. No sin has been done yet. So memele, you should save him. Those are the tzadim. Now it says in Ksubis 86a, that a mitzvah essay, like we say to somebody, make your sukkah, and he refuses. Lulav, he refuses. Zakta gemore, makan oso achetetze nafsha. We slug him, we hit him, we strike him, until his soul exits his body. And also, l'chora, just like mitzvah essay, we say, ase sukkah v'eino ase. So to Elosa say, Makan also achetetze nafsho, ayen b'chidush yaran b'chulin puflam beis and beis. And the chidush and Rebbe Kivego there in Ksubas 86a. So l'chora, based on this Gemara, that just like by Mitzvah's essay, we say that Makan also achetetze nafsho, so to by Mitzvah's lesson say. In order that a person shouldn't be over an aveira, Makan also achetetze nafsho. So just like Makan also Tetzei Shanafsha, in order that he shouldn't be over an Aveira, Kol Shekein Shein Latzila, that you should not save him in order that he shouldn't be over an Aveira. Just like you don't, just like one's allowed to kill in order that he shouldn't be over. Obviously, none of these laws apply today. We live in a different type of society, but in theory, we're talking, this is all in theory. When Mashiach comes, assuming that people are still going to be doing these averas when Mashiach comes. When the Sanhedrin comes back. So Al Kopanim, we see, right, today we don't have a Sanhedrin, we can't be Mechayev anyone Misa, we don't have Smicha. So we see that one can kill in order that a person shouldn't be over an avera, so one certainly shouldn't save the guy. So as far as this Gemara is concerned, it would seem that the Gemara would say you shouldn't save this guy into the avalanche of racks who's going to be over the big avera. However, that would be totally in the Shiloh what it means makanosa. Does makanosa achetetze nafsho mean kipshuto? He should really die? Or ad v'lo ad b'chlal? The Ketzos and the Meshov ibn Nesivis and Simon Gimel Sif Katnala says ad b'chlal. The Chavis Yoyer in Kuf Samach Vav writes lo ad b'chlal. So that would depend on the Shiloh if you actually kill him or not. It might not mean kipshuto. Not only that, but the Ketzos writes in Simon Gimel Sif Katan Aleph is Makanoso, it's Dafkai Dei Beis Din. This whole Makanoso means you have to have Beis Din, not you personally. So Memela, here also, this it's Beis Din's responsibility. Beis Din maybe can sit there and let him die. Beis Din is responsible to make Makanoso Achetetze Nafsho. But not the individual, so maybe you should save the person who's under the avalanche of rocks who's going to be over on one of the big three Averas now. Then you know, a person who's going to be over on Shvichus Damim, we can say you definitely shouldn't save him from the Mapolis because he's a Roidev. In other words, if a person's going to church on a Sunday morning, you're not allowed to kill him. He hasn't done the Avera yet. If a person's going to sleep with a married woman, you're not allowed to kill him. He hasn't done the Avera yet. But if a person says, where are you going? And he says, oh, I'm going to kill so-and-so. Oh, sorry, buddy, you're a Roidev. So such a person's a Roidev. So you should be allowed to kill him. Obligated to kill him. And if you're obligated to kill him, so vaday in latzila me'amapolis. You shouldn't save him from the avalanche. And now, right, killing a rodev is even as manazet to save someone's life, even in our society, in our culture, it's permitted. If Ruvain's running after Shimon to kill him, you're allowed to kill Ruvain. So I'll put him in our case, where somebody's being over on Shvichus Damim, he's on his way to be over on Shvichus Damim, so you should kill him. So Wadin, that if he's under the avalanche of racks, you don't save his life because you know that he's on his way to kill somebody. And even without the pikuach nefesh of, even without the din roidev, so A, he has a din roidev, and B, there's also the pikuach nefesh of the neherogim. There's also the pikuach nefesh have to save the lives of those as future victims, as potential victims. So we have on one hand the issue of the of him being a roidef mitzad him, and then you also have the issue of his victims. They're going to be killed. So you have to save their lives. They're pikuach nefesh. So we have two reasons to leave him under the avalanche. However, we have a tziyul, we have a scenario where he wouldn't be a rodef, and there also would not be pikuach nefesh of the neherogim. And yet, there's still an avera of ritzicha. What would be that scenario? Where he's not going to be a rodef, there's not going to be pikuach nefesh of the neherogim, but still, there's an avera of ritzicha. Kagon, if he doesn't do the killing, there are other goyim who are going to do it. Okay, so you have a guy, say you have a mafia, okay? He's a mafioner, and this mafioner is going to kill Ploni Almoni. Now, if he doesn't do it, then one of his Italian buddies is going to do it. If Meir doesn't do it, to use the name of a famous Jewish mafioso from the previous century, if Meir doesn't do it, then one of his Italian friends, one of his mafia friends is going to do it. So the Chayri doesn't have a Din Roidev. Because Din Roidev, why does a person have a Din Roidev? In order to save the victim. That's the only reason you're allowed to kill the Roidev, the pursuer, the Hatzalah, to save someone. Like the Achiezer writes in the first volume in Ibn Ezra and Simon Yotes, and just like we see that if you could save him by Echad Meivarov, you have to do so. There's no Din Roidev. In other words, so someone's Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, and you can shoot Reuven in the legs. If you shoot Reuven in the legs, then he's you're going to neutralize him. He's not going to be able to kill Shimon, so you have to do so. So you see from here, the whole Din of Roidev, the whole Hetter to kill somebody, is only if to save someone's life. You could save his life otherwise, and you save the life otherwise. But here in our case, you're not saving anyone's life by killing this guy, because in the end, someone else is going to kill Shimon. If he doesn't do it, he's a member of a whole organization. So somebody else is going to carry out the murder. So we see that it's only mutter to kill the roidev when it's required, mishuma hatzala. So now, here there's no hatzala. Because anyway, the guy's going to die. And also, there's no pikuach nefesh. Obviously. We said there are two reasons to kill the roidev. A, mitzad that he's a roidev. And B, mitzad pikuach nefesh of the ne'eragim. But here, there is no pikuach nefesh of the ne'eragim because they're going to be killed anyway. So here we have a tziul where he's not a roidev. There's no pikuach nefesh in ne'eragim. But there's still going to be an iser tzicha. And here also, it's yaharig v'ayavor. We paskin the Mishnah Shumas 8:12 cited in the Shulchan Aruch Yehoradeh 157:1 that if they say to Jews either give over Ploni and we're going to kill him, and if not we're going to kill all of you, they're still not allowed to give Ploni over. So we see that there's an Isser Ritzicha even if the guy's going to die anyway. This guy's dying anyway. It's either give over Ploni and we'll kill him, or don't give over Ploni and we'll kill all of you. But Ploni, unfortunately, is going down. So you're not allowed to give him over. And everyone has to be killed. As I'm a paskin, as they say in Spanish. That's how we paskin. So we see that there's an Isser Ritzicha, even if everybody's going to die anyway. So Ein Echinami, Horadnu Et HaBaya Shel HaRoidev. הורדנו את העניין של, של פיקוח נפש של הנהרגים, אבל עדיין נשארת בעינה הבעיה של רציחה. It's still רציחה over here. Because you're not allowed to do a maisa that's going to cause someone to be killed. It's still a nisa rציחה to give him over. Gram rציחה. You're not allowed to give him over. So here also, this guy is on his way to carrying out Ritzicha. And it's Yehoreg v'Yavor. Ay, words, let's say there's a tzir where it's, there's no, he's not a loydev, and there's no pikuach nefesh of the nevelagam, it doesn't matter, he's still a reitzeach. So yesh lodun, ha'im lefakech ala b'sagal. You should remove this avalanche of rocks. Now, if the person under this mapoiles, under this avalanche, is only going to be over an aveira b'shoigeg, maybe we should say that you should definitely save him. Why? Because b'gimel aveiros b'shoigeg, we don't say the din of yehoreg v'al yavol. Yesh la'ayin, what would be the din in these three aveiros if even b'shoigeg we say yehoreg v'al yavol? Let's say he doesn't know she's an erva. A man is about to sleep with a woman, and he is clueless as to the fact that she is a married woman. He thinks she's a single woman. She presented herself on the website Meet Your Match, or whatever, millions of dating websites they have. So he sees her, she presents herself single. He doesn't know. He thinks she's single. She's really married. Or he's Omer Mutter Bavoy Zara. He doesn't, he's not a knowledgeable Jew. He figures, listen, they say Yashka was Jewish. And the Christianity loves the, they like the OT also, they call it the Old Testament or the Only Testament. So he thinks that it's mutter to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. He thinks it's mutter to go to the church and serve there. Goyim, I know sometimes they think they're surprised when Jews, they say, marry C. They're surprised Jews don't keep the C. So this guy is a shegeg. And a goy says to him, Shiyaseh HaPe'ula. He says to him, listen, either you sleep with this woman, either you pray in this church, or Yehoreg, or unfortunately, we're going to have to end your life. But he's only shogeg. He doesn't know that the severity of this issue. And he comes to ask us what to do. He comes to ask us what to do because he says, you know, I'm not sure if I should do this because it's going to entail Chilul Shabbos. It's going to entail Chilul Shabbos if I do this Aveira. So should I do it or not? He doesn't know it's one of the cardinal sins. He's just asking Mitzvah Chilul Shabbos. Can the questioner, the one being questioned, can he, not the questioner, the one being questioned, the Meshiv, the rabbi, can he tell him that it's mutter? Because as far as this dude is concerned, he's only being over one of the big three averus b'shogeg. He doesn't know. And as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save your life. Or no. Maybe we ask about Tzgili HaRayis. L'chayr, we would seem like the second side. Shigai b'chai gavna, it would be Harig v'al yavor. Mishogeg. So, Benidon Didan, in our instance, should you save this guy if afterwards he's going to be over one of the three Averis? So, our Suffolk, our Istapakna, is going to be even an instance where afterwards he's only going to be over Bishogeg. I don't know if he's going to be over Bemezid. And we see if you have a Tinok Shenishba, you save him. Tinok Shenishba, his life is in danger, you save him. Ayen b'chazunish, b'yoyredeya, b'simen beis, esif koten yudches. Now, b'stama, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where after you save him, he's going to be over an iser nida, which is yehareg v'yavor. Right? You know this guy, after you save him, he's going to be with an Ida woman. He's going to be over in Yehareg v'yavor. This Tinok Shenishba, and yet you still save him. So you see that even though you know somebody's going to be over in Aveira, you save him. Okay, but here we're talking about an Aveira b'shogeg. It doesn't prove anything about an Aveira b'mezid. He's a Tinok Shenishba. But at Kopanim, you see that if a person's going to be over in Aveira, even though you know after he's going to be over one of the big three, you still save him. So of course, this is a very, very broad, vast topic. There's so much more to say. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will revisit this, and we will see more and more in the flows. Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. This was awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.